ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. وفي آية أخرى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن ينال التقوى منكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح ذي الحجة. وقال أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى: كان يقال في عشر ذي الحجة: كل يوم بألف يوم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And may the choices of salawat and rahmat and barakat be upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الله تبارك وتعالى, الله سبحانه وتعالى, our creator, from time to time Allah سبحانه وتعالى affords us, Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives us, Allah سبحانه وتعالى grants us many special moments. Allah grants us many opportunities and many chosen and mubarak days and nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so as to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us lifelines. And what are these lifelines? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slaves and bandas from time to time, sometimes they become despondent. Sometimes they are involved in sin and guna. And when they utilize these moments many a time, that if it was at the correct moment and at the correct place and at the correct time, then you find this banda, the slave of Allah, he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately, for the rest of this person's life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him hidayat, he changes his life, and he becomes a obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find that these special moments, they are to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to these special occasions, special moments which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention of this in a Mubarak hadith of his: Inna li rabbikum fi ayyami dahrikum nafahatun. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses some special moments and selected Mubarak and blessed moments for his servants. And if you actually look at the word nafahat, Allah grants nafahat to this ummah. What is nafahat? Nafahat is emissions. What emissions? Not car emissions, but rather emissions of fragrance. That's the actual literal translation of nafahat. But here, The Muhaddithun and the Mufassirun and the Ulama, they write that Nafahat here actually means the emissions of the Rahmat of Allah. That is, these are special occasions wherein the Rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected these special occasions, these special moments. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further on mentioned, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. That now avail yourself, be present at these special occasions, at these special moments, and utilize these moments to the max. As they say in English, that make hay whilst the sun shines. So you find, utilize these moments constructively, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. Allah will grant you barakah. Allah will grant you rahmah. Allah will grant you maghfirah. Allah will grant you hidayah. depending upon your utilizing of these moments constructively. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another riwayat of the same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, اِعْمَلُوا الْخَيْرَ دَهْرَكُمْ, that carry on doing good actions throughout the entire year. Don't be selective believers. And only when it's a certain... only when it's a certain special occasion, then you want to do good. For example, alhamdulillah, many of us, we know Laylatul Qadr. And the saddest thing and the most unfortunate thing is many Muslims, they specify it for the 27th night of Ramadan, which is incorrect, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, search for it, search for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not actually specify a date. But you find the unfortunate thing is many Muslimin, they'll come to the masjid on the 27th night of Ramadan. Then when it comes to Shab al-Barat, the 15th of Shaban, then you find the masajid are full throughout the entire country, throughout the entire world. And then when it comes to Ashura, then we all know, spending on your family. Then people sometimes, they spend on their family on that day. But you find how unfortunate it is that many Muslimin, they have become selective believers. Only when it's special occasions, then they only want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they only want to come into the masjid. But you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, اِعْمَلُوا خَيْرَ دَهْرَكُمْ, carry on doing good actions throughout the entire year. دَهْرَكُمْ, entire year. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَتَعَرَّضُوا لِنِفَحَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ, but take maximum benefit and utilize these nafahat, these special moments, to the max. Avail yourself, be present, and always utilize these moments by doing good actions to the max. So you find this is the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to these 10 days of Zulhijjah, how sad and how unfortunate that many Muslimin, they don't understand, they don't realize, and they don't value that these first 10 days of Zulhijjah are extremely great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith has stressed the importance of these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the 10 juz of the Quran, the second quarter, before the third quarter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allah hithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha minha arba'atun hurum. Minha arba'atun hurum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily the number of months in the sight of Allah are 12 months. But when it comes to the sacred months, Allah has chosen four. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected four sacred months from these 12 months. And we all know what are the four months: Zulhijjah, Zulqa'dah, Muharram, and Rajab. So you find that Zulhijjah is from amongst the Ashr al-Hurum. It is from amongst the sacred months in Islam. And you find that when it comes to Zulhijjah, Zulhijjah was regarded as sacred throughout time. And you find even before the advent of Islam, before the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the revelation of Wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that even the pagan Arabs, they used to dignify, they used to sanctify, they used to honor this month of Dhul-Hijjah. That so much of honor for this month of Dhul-Hijjah, they would not even fight in this month. So you find this is a very outstanding quality of this month, that even the pagan Arabs, in the days of Jahiliyyah, before accepting Islam, many of the pagan Arabs, they would honor this month. You find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we all know, Dhul-Qa'dah is the month before Dhul-Hijjah. Then there is Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Hajj. Rajab. Rajab actually means honor. And the Muharram means that month which is honored. So if I several Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would say that from amongst the 4 months, from amongst the 4 months, the 4 sacred months, they would say that Dhul-Hijjah is the greatest month. Dhul-Hijjah is the greatest month from amongst the 4 months. A famous Tabi'i, Ka'b al-Ahbar, he would say that Ikhtar Allahu Zaman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected certain months of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the entire year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected 4 special months. فَأَحَبُّ الزَّمَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمِ. And the most beloved of all months from the entire year are the أَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمِ, those 4 selected sacred months. وَأَحَبُّ أَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ذُو الْحُجَّةِ. And from amongst the أَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمِ, the most beloved month in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ذُو الْحُجَّةِ. وَأَحَبُّ ذُو الْحِجَّةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْعَشْهُرُ الْأَوَّلِ. And Ka'b al-Ahbar, he says that the most beloved days from this ذُو الْحِجَّةِ is none other than the 10 days of ذُو الْحِجَّةِ. This first 10 days and nights of ذُو الْحِجَّةِ. So it is safe to say that these 10 days of ذُو الْحِجَّةِ, they are the best of the best of the best. This is how great it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالِ الْعَشْرِ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many, many places in the Quran, in many, many ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the Mufassirun, they say, and the commentators of the Quran, they say that Wal-Fajr, Qasam, oath upon dawn, oath upon the morning. And then Allah mentions Wal-Layalin Ashr, and oath upon those 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. The ulama explain, they say that these 10 days and these 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, they cannot be matched to any other 10 days and 10 nights of the entire year. That is why there is one hadith of Bazzar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا عَشْرُ ذُو الْحِجَّةِ. That the most best, the most virtuous, the most beloved of 10 days in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none other than ذو الْحِجَّةِ. The ulama explained, very interesting, the ulama explain, they say if you take the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and as we say, the last 10 nights of the month, we subtract, we minus, we take out Laylatul Qadr, whenever it is, whether it is on the 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th night, if we minus that one night, if a person has to minus that one night from the 10 last nights of the month of Ramadan, the ulama explained, they say the 9 nights, they cannot match up to these 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. So you find that these 10 nights and these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are very great indeed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. That from amongst the entire year, the most beloved actions in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are most definitely found in these first 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Sa'id bin Jubair, he is the narrator of this hadith. An Sa'idin, an Ibn Abbasin, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Sa'id bin Jubair, he is the narrator of this hadith. So he is narrating from Ibn Abbas, who was his ustad, and who was the one who narrated the hadith to him. An Sa'idin, an Ibn Abbasin, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he is narrating from Ibn Abbas, who is narrating from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very astonishing thing, a lesson for us to learn. And a very interesting thing, it comes about Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair, rahmatullahi alayh. He says that when this month would dawn, it is narrated about him, and when this month of Dhul Hijjah would begin, then Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala an, kana yajtahidu ijtihadan shadidan. He would exert himself to the max. He would exert himself and he would finish himself in ibadat. Until such an extent, the ulama explained, hatta ma kada yaqdiru alayh. He would make so much of ibadat in this month. He would exert himself to such an extent in this month until he could not do any more. Until he could not do anything else. So much of ibadat. He would be fasting in this month. And he would be recited Quran tilawat. And then he would stay awake at night. And he would also be reading tahajjud salah. So you find this is a opportune moment for us to draw from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he would say that also a great sahabi, he would say, kullu yawmin bi alfi yawm. Kullu yawm bi alfi yawm. That every single day from these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which we are experiencing at this very moment, kullu yawmin, every single day, is equal to 1,000 days. And then he says, وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَةَ بِعَشَرَةِ أَعْلَافِ يَوْمٍ. He says, and then the day of Arafah, that night of Dhul Hijjah, it is equal to 10,000 days in the sight of Allah. Remember, this is the virtue. This is the virtue for doing good deeds and exerting yourself in this month of Dhul Hijjah. Imagine if these are the virtues, if these are the virtues for doing good actions. Can you ask yourself, can you ask your sane self, what is the consequence of doing evil actions in this month? What is the punishment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing evil deeds in this month of Dhul Hijjah? So you find it is for us to practice upon that hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا, that present yourself, avail yourself, utilize these moments to the max. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that make this change, make this change of your life now. Delete those apps which are wasting and whiling away your time. Delete those friends which are inciting you, which are advising you to do haram. Delete those haram on your phone. Delete those haram deeds of your life. And delete them not for now, not for only the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but rather delete them forever. Delete those things which deprive you of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Delete that TV and television. Delete that music and the abusing of eyes and the abusing of ears. Delete it and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith of Tabarani, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned regarding these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, that أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ, they are the most virtuous. They are the most best. They are the most best days of the entire year. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ, abundantly recite, مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرِ. And the question is that why are these 10 days greater than the rest of the year, than other 10 days of the rest of the year? So Hafiz ibn Hajar, a very great commentator of Bukhari Sharif, he says that because in these 10 days and in these 10 nights, there are such actions found that are not found throughout the entire year. And together with those extra actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with a few additional acts. And then he says you find zikr. Zikr is found in the month of Ramadan. And zikr is also found in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And also, He says that fasting, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned regarding the diet, it expiates, it forgives the sins of the previous year and the coming year. So, fasting is also found in the month of Ramadan, and it is also found in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And salah, extra salah, tahajjud is also found in these days, and also tahajjud is found in the last 10 days of Ramadan. But he says, in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, there is Hajj, there is Qurbani, there is Takbirat. And these actions are not found in the month of Ramadan. So that is why he used to say that these 10 days are extremely great indeed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find, throughout my research of the past few weeks, the sad reality is that many people, although this might be controversial, but wallahi lazeem, I am not referring to any person. Wallahi lazeem, this is out of concern, and this is throughout my research. I have done this research one week ago. So you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us that we should slaughter. But the sad reality, wallahi lazeem, is that many people have taken this qurbani, they have taken this zabiha, and this udhiyah, as a great burden indeed. You find some people, they regard it as a dirty act, as a filthy act. And wallahi, this is the reality. Some people, they don't want to dirty their houses. Some people, they don't want to dirty their beautiful gardens. Some people, they don't want to dirty their clothes. Some people, they don't want to even touch the animal. And some people, they go to the extent, you know, they say that, you know, they don't want to even eat the qurbani animal. They cut it, and then, you know, they give it away to the poor. But you find this is not in keeping to the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is not in keeping to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And you find that, unfortunately, obviously, the reality is that compared to the previous years, the prices have increased. But you find sometimes some people, you know, they will complain. It's bound to happen. The people will complain that it's the prices are exorbitant and it's expensive. But you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a very beautiful hadith that person who does qurbani with a willing heart, happily, and hoping for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this qurbani animal a shield from the fire of Jahannam. And then you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in another hadith, مَا عِمِلَ إِبْنُ آدَمَ يَوْمَ النَّحَرِ مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِهْرَاقِ الدَّمِ. The most beloved act in the sight of Allah, on the day of Qurbani, on the day of Yawm al-Adha, is none other than this act of Qurbani. And you find in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has actually mentioned that فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَا فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَا. That do these actions and do this act willingly, do it happily from your heart, and make sure this is something that you cherish. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further on mentions, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا وَأَزْلَافِهَا. That even the blood is treasured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the horns are treasured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the wolves are treasured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one person, he comes up to my ustad, and he's complaining and he's saying that Mulana, that the prices have become so expensive. So my ustad, he answers him, he just asks him one question, that may I ask you how much is the price of the qurbani? So to my knowledge, it's approximately 2,200, 2,300, 2,500. So he says that, you know, it's about 2,500. So my ustad asked him one question. Can I please ask you, what is the cost of your phone in your pocket? What is the cost of the phone in your pocket? So he says, the man thinks about it, he says, no, it's about 5,000 rand. Then he says that, you know, you could pay 5,000 rand for a phone, which could do the job of a 200 rand phone. The actual object of a phone is to make phone calls, to send SMS. He says, you could spend 5,000 rand, and nowadays, 5,000 rand is regarded 50,000 rand. The pup alone was 7,000 rand. has certain chip, you know, you can track it, etc. So you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are lucky. The previous ummahs, they could not even consume the qurbani animal. Alhamdulillah, we can even consume this qurbani animal. And you find that so many times, that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. We can give it to the poor. But even if a person doesn't give it to the poor, then there's no guna, there's no sin. And you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us that to give to the poor, to give to the needy, to give to your relatives, to give to your neighbors. This is something which is in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person should try and keep this qurbani, the spirit of qurbani alive. And you know, try and make sure that you are doing a qurbani local. You find that, alhamdulillah, the person was talking to me the other day, find there are also cheaper options. Find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that you can slaughter a camel, you can slaughter a cow, you can slaughter a sheep, but also you can slaughter a goat. And you find the one farmer from Midlands, from Pietermaritzburg, he's saying that, you know, this year, there are approximately 100 families that are slaughtering goats. So you find this is something which is also permissible. This is also a cheaper option which a person can take and a person can utilize. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.